praise. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's keep the fire burning. Come on, let's keep it hot in here. We don't want it to get cold. I'm tired of the winter. I'm tired of the winter. Come on, let's keep it hot. Hallelujah.
We praise God for being here. Praise the Lord. Sister told me, said, God has given me a message. I said, well, she, y'all, so y'all see now, that's the preamble. Amen. When she come and give us what we need. Amen. God is going to bring joy to his people. He is. I know there's so much been going on in the church and this and that and the other, you know. But we still should praise God. God told us what's right. That is what would bring us out of where we are. I know somebody today, you know, when I praise God, I was feeling better. So you're going to feel better when you praise God. Amen. And he told me, say, rejoice in the Lord always. And again. Oh, Lord. He said, and again, I say rejoice. Praise the Lord that has taken me through many trials. Praise the Lord, rejoicing in the Lord always. Praise the Lord. I'm glad to be here today. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Turn around and tell somebody, said, I heard what the Lord said. I heard what the Lord said. And I will do it. Yes, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I know sometimes you come in, you may be seated. You come in and you're feeling whatever you're feeling. But that's you serving you. You doing what you want to do. I don't feel like it. But the Lord told us today to do it anyway. And so I think that's what we're missing. We come in, and we come in with what our true feelings are. We sit down, and we, you know, nobody knows what we go through. People going through trials now. I'm telling you, I mean trials. Praise the Lord. But we thank the Lord for his spirit. We thank the Lord for sister. Please don't stop coming. We're going to, you know, just pray for us. Don't stop coming. You stop coming, and we may not ever get up here. Yeah, I know. I know you love us. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let's stand one more time. We're going to pray, and we're going to ask God to help us. Thank you, Lord. We've really been getting the word, and I'm really trying to keep my mouth shut and listen more. And so if I don't, I'm trying to listen more and trying to discern what the church really needs. I'm trying to discern it. I'm trying to, you know, and you can see I make a decision. This may be the best one. Then I have to come back and say, Lord, I don't think that's good. Because sometimes you hop into stuff that seems look good, and it ain't good. Praise the Lord. But God has promised what he's going to do. I believe that I told him the other day, I said, I'm going to be your Deborah. I'm going to be your Deborah. I'm going to be your Deborah. Praise the Lord. And that's between me and him. But I just want to thank you. Father, if it ever was a time that we need you, it's now. I pray that you would bless today. I pray you would anoint the word that you give thy servant. Praise. You know what you and I have talked about. That's just between me and you. But I just pray, oh God, that you would bless the people. Help us to believe in you, Lord. Help us to not be afraid of whatever comes. Help us to believe in the 91st Psalms that you left. Pray, but help us to believe it, God. Help us to believe the words that we read. You have not given us the spirit of fear in Peter, but of peace and love and a sound mind. And so we thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we give you the glory and the praise. And we say thank you, Jesus. And we clap our hands now and say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. You know, sister, I want to say this. God, I believe, is bringing something forth in the church. Don't seem like it now, but I just believe it. He bringing forth something to church. Well, ain't nobody going to tell nobody nothing. I believe that. Because it's got to be in here. You know, even though you have to praise God. Sister, that was God this morning talking to us. It was God. And then he spoke again. He want us to praise him. He let us know no matter where you are, he with you. So if we believe that he's with us, then we're going to praise him. I don't care where you are. Well, brother stood up, he couldn't, and I'd been knowing Tony ever since they've been married, long time. In fact, I married him. I did. I married these kids. married in my living room. Is that right? And he's not a talkative person. Amen. So when he stand up, listen. Because he's not talkative. And when people are quiet, like Derek, when Derek says something, I try to listen because Derek don't talk a lot. So I have to try to take in what people, but people go all the time. I just, you know, hey, okay. You know, but when people are quiet, have their quiet spirit, it's wonderful. Praise the Lord. I would love that. I won't forget that either, but praise the Lord. So I was praying and asking God, what do we need? Now I know the church get a diet. I believe in a diet in all things. You need vitamin A, B, C, and all the vitamins for your natural body, and you need some for your spiritual body. Amen. And sometimes the Bible says it's first the natural, and I'm just kind of thinking a lot of times that a lot of things go on that we don't understand. But I want to go to 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter, very familiar chapter. I wanted to go somewhere else, but the Lord seemed not taking me no place else. Y'all should come to Sunday school, children of God. You really should. But if you like me, I didn't know it was an hour up until I looked at my phone. I said, it's 5 o'clock? I've been getting up at 4. And I looked, I said, it's 5 o'clock? So I had to, so I was expecting. I said, did anybody get off this for the time? Like, did anybody kind of get off a little bit? Everybody was just so smart, they ain't like me. I want to talk about something that you've heard about for years. But I'm a person, I'm inquisitive. I ask God, if nobody don't preach it, I ask God a many times. You know, I just ask the Lord, now what is that, Lord? So all the time I've ministered since I was 14, and I've asked God, Lord, why David pick up 5 stones? Why? He knew he was going to kill the giant. Why he had to have 5 stones? Well, somebody said the giant had 4 brothers. Well, that didn't do me so bad. That didn't get me too well because, see, the giant had 4 brothers. That giant was 9'6". And if he say over there and David running up to him, he got to swing the sling and then do this. Okay, now if there's 4 more giants up there, he going to have to be running now to outrun, to try to get back where he could swing this and do that. So I don't think David picked him up for that reason. I really don't. David walked with God. He didn't let the devil tell him, you did this and you did that. And you, I love him for that. He didn't let the devil say, you know, you did something. You ain't worthy. When you read his writings, His plea for his cleansing was to his God. And he felt that God heard him. He felt God heard him. I say he felt God heard him when he prayed. Do you know God hear you when you pray? But he came and took a man's wife, but he still felt if he would lay and ask God to, from his heart. And I'm not telling you to go out sin now, because you don't do that. But he knew that God would forgive him. He knew who God was. He knew God was a forgiving God. That God is a good God. Yes, he is. You know, they say, well, Tony should. He knew God, though. Tony, don't tell me Tony ain't talked to God. No, now Tony know there's a good God. He know what could have happened. We know what could have happened. So that's why we praise him, because we know what could have happened. So he's here because he's a good God. God loves us, and that's what you got to know. You got to know that God loves you. You got to know who God is. That's what saints are. We got to know God loves us. The devil said, well, you know, you did so-and-so yesterday. You have the blood of Jesus in your life, it covered. And I know if you don't go around just willfully sinning now, come on now. Don't let the enemy do you like that. It'll keep you down all the time. You know, you not yet, we none of us made it there to that perfect thing where we look. If you have, you tell me how you got there so I can, you know, can go some steps, but I won't have to praise the Lord. I love the Lord. When I stand and say I love the Lord because I love his people. Can you say you love the Lord?
Yes, Lord, I love
you. Okay. I love you, Jesus. Now, what did Jesus say about those that love him? All right now. He's a good God. Okay, so let's go. We know the story of Samuel and Saul. I know it's first chapter, 1 Samuel 1:17. I got all these papers. See, I ain't got y'all's this newfangled stuff where I can turn some and do. I got the food with all this here, you know. Okay. Hallelujah. I didn't even put where I want to start it. I was so excited, and I've been studying this for about a week. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, so David was a younger boy, cute as he could be. Don't seem like God would. You know, God don't care about what you think about folks. He chooses who he want to choose. Like people talk about your president, God know what he's doing. You shut your mouth. You better keep your mouth shut. You keep your mouth. Somebody, shut up. Because you don't know what God doing. You don't know what he doing. If God can choose a Pharaoh was a heathen. But he said, I'm going to use Pharaoh to show him and everybody else who I am. And God uses people who he want to use. Said, but I don't think he used. That ain't your business. I don't think he uses Trump. You know, I don't say nothing. People get to talking. I don't have no kind of word to say. I really don't, because I'm knowing that the man did some things that God told him to do and nobody else had the nerve to do. The man, one thing I like about him, you ain't going to tell him what to do. Because he don't listen to nobody, not even people that know what to know. And I said, Lord, just bless him, help him. Praise the Lord. That's what you need to bless him, help him. Let God do what God want to do. We pray for God to send somebody up there. I don't know what's going to happen to our country now. I'm telling you, I got to say this. I'm getting into this mirror. But I've got to tell you this. I said, Lord, if a man can make it to the place to be a president who got a man husband, where has this nation come to? What it should have been, we should have been. Uh-oh, we got to fast and pray. Lord, if to even make it there. I said, Lord, what are we coming to? We need God. Don't think that this is just the beginning. You ain't seen nothing. We were talking this morning. I've lived under prophets, and I know this is just the beginning of what you're going to go through. You're going to have Jesus on your side. You're going to have to serve the Lord if you want to live in this world. And if you do this, what he's vying for your mind. The devil is vying for your mind. And if you don't serve God, he's going to take your mind. That's what first thing you're going to get is your mind. Well, you ain't going to thinking, whoa, whoa. Amen. I admonish you today. I admonish you today. Jesus loves you so much, I can't tell it. I know when Brother Ed get up sometime, he be telling me, you can't really tell it. You can't. What Jesus feels for us is too deep. He loves us so much, so much, so much, so much. That's why she's crying. He does. He loves us so much that I cannot explain it to you. But he told me something this morning, and I'll keep that. But I know seemingly what he wants of me. I'm not talking about everybody. I'm talking about me. Praise the Lord. So David, they was called to go to war with the Philistine, who they always were scared of. And let's go back. So David spake to the men that stood by him, saying, let's skip some of this because I want to. He said, what should be done to the man that killed this Philistine? Because he heard the giant, when the giant come out and say, oh, give me this big old guy with this great big old shield. And all of Israel, say all, ran. Men who fought battles and killed people ran from this dude. So he must have been a furious looking person. They say it was 9'6". That's pretty, pretty tall. Pretty tall. And furious. And like Saul told David, said, he's been a warrior from his youth. That's all he know about is fighting. Like you got, wait, let me put this in here. The people we're fighting against, America is coming against, these kids were raised fighting and hating, cutting your neck off, and you better get to Jesus. about this little to shoot your brains out or do whatever. They would raise from their youth. That's in them, the hatred and stuff. I listened to, you know what, brother, I was, you know, I don't know too much about that phone, so I dibble with it. And the Lord always vroom, give me. So he gave me a whole row of all these people that's been saved, Muslims and Buddhists. And I heard, I just, one after another, I heard how God saved them and how they were so messed up in their minds. That's why I know God can help us. I know when I see, when I heard what he did for people who that just was messed up, hated people, and you know would kill you, and all this, and I'm listening to these people, and I saw how God had radically changed them, and I said, "Oh God, I know he had me to do that for a reason." There's nobody in here that's got something that God cannot handle. I don't care where you are, where you going, what you've been in the. God can handle anything. God can change your mind. God can heal your body. God can do anything. Boy, I got so excited. I went to sleep with the thing on, and it flipped over, I guess, because I put it right here where I could see it because I didn't have a TV looking at it. I had my little old teeny phone looking at it. Hey, what kind of phone I got? Where she gone? And I'm looking at it, and I'm crying, and I'm saying, God, it's nothing you cannot do. So when you come in here, if you know that God can do, if you get it in your mind that you come to see a God that can do, let me tell you something. When the people in the Israel was trying to get to Jesus, you know why? Because they had seen Jesus do things they had never seen. They knew he had power. That's why Nicodemus came to him. He said, no man can do these miracles except God. What miracles he talking about Jesus helping his people, healing his people, saving his people. Oh my God. And so they saw his mighty power. Hallelujah. They went to get close to him. And I'm looking, I'm thinking this. See, this is what I'm thinking. He went to a town. The Bible say he healed everybody. He didn't say, and I told him, I said, Jesus. And he said, this is who I am. I love my people. I love them. Amen. And when we come together like this, God come to meet your needs. I say, he come to meet your needs. Hallelujah. Anybody got with what you did is between him and you. Y'all get it. And I just believe when he meets your need, if you just, you also got to be an awful hard person not to love a man that love you like that. You got to be something wrong with you. If you don't love, if you don't love a man that love you like this. Praise the Lord. I believe in Tony. I believe God changed you. When you came out of that hospital, you did some talking to God because you are, your man is good. Your man is good. And I don't know what you done told God, but when God meets with you, oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I said, when God meets with you, change your mind, heal your body. Don't tell me you ain't going to think of a man that would do that. You done been to the doctor. The doctor done did everything he can do. I don't know what he can do. Oh, my God. And did God step in? That's where I am, Brother Ed. God step in and do something for you that no man can do. You crazy. You, if you don't love him, praise the Lord, you going to love him like you never loved him before. God told, show me that. He said, healing is the dinner bell. And what he told me. I heard a lady say it, and I believe it. Amen, I believe it. I said, Lord, give me what I'm supposed to have as a pastor to come out here and get these people prepared to serve God. You know what made people going to jump up? Praise the Lord. When Donald came, praise the Lord, and gave his life and turned around and then did the things and he was healed. And this guy, then you're happy. You stand up and you praising God. But get ready. I say, get ready. I say, cause it's a coming. And not only that, the Lord broke my heart. He said, you know, praise the Lord, that's why I put y'all on a 40-day fast. He said, because if you do it right, he said, I'm going to come in this church and I'm going to do what I say I'm going to do. He said, because this is going to bring peace to my people's hearts and this is going to bring something where they're going to want to praise me. Now, that's what he told me just over there. Praise the Lord. When Gwen got up and testified about Tony, everybody was up. Everybody was praising God. Because we praise God for what he's done. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And so if you come in here, praise God, just because he's God, ain't no telling what he may do. Good Lord from Mount Zion. You come in here, praise God, because he's God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we ain't done that. Because we've seen God move. But you forget. Humans forget. We forget. We forget that Linda was back in a wheelchair back there. We forget. Oh, that's such a little thing. No, it wasn't. It wasn't a little thing. It wasn't a little thing when she got up and walked holding on to the seats to get to the piano. That was not a small thing. But we don't forget. We forget. We forget Donald that got say. We forget. We need to start asking God to help us to remember. Because that's how David won the war. I remember. I preached a message one time. Take your victories to your battle. Don't go to the battle without your victory. Take your victories to the battle. You need your victory. You need to know, God, if he did this, he'll do. That's what David said. He said, hey, God killed the lion. I killed that lion. I killed a bear. And he ain't no different. I'm taking him down too. I'm taking him down. It gives you, you know, something in you. It gives you inner strength to do what you got to do next. It's going to be somebody against you. And it's going to be your people. The closest ones to you. So David said, what they say about this? They say, well, the king said, who killed this? Somebody else. Now, here's older brother Eliab. You are. And he said, what are you talking to me like this? Is there a cause for you to say this? When they come against you, just turn right around and go right back to God. The elder brother heard what he spake unto the men. And Eliab's anger was... Now, what is that to be mad about? He jealous of what he was. He said, in the wilderness, I know your pride and the knowledge of your heart. For you come down that you might see the battle. You come down to see us running. So that's what he had to report, because that's what they were doing nothing. Every time the man come out, they scattered like lambs, hiding behind rocks. He go back and say, well, Dad, they running from this dude that's from Israel, all Israel, which could have been about 5 or 6, 20,000 men running from one. God is getting ready to raise up some Davids. Because he said, I told him that I am in the beloved. David's name means beloved. And I said, I said, Lord, I must be a little David. Again, like I say, let me read it. And David said, what have I not done? He turned. And when the words were heard where David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul. And I owe him. When he would come in and play for Saul before that ever happened. Well before he was playing, Saul would have his, well, the Lord had sent the devil to torment Saul. In the world, could he not know him? Come on. You come to my house 3 or 4 times, I'm going to know you. You ain't got to come 3 or 4 times. Come one time, I'm going to know you. But he said, whose kid is this? Yeah. Whose stripling is this? Just keep the king from cutting his head off. He said, he probably knew him too, because he probably was the one that went and got him. He said, I don't know. You find out who's stripping this. Well, we came out of Revival Center Church. Praise the Lord. Y'all don't catch that. Okay. Something with this church. I don't care. He going to do something. Amen. So then his servant, he's the cause of this, thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. Philistine to fight with him. For thou art but a youth. And this man is from war, from his... And there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. Hey. And delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I killed the lion and the bear. And I'm going to do the same with this dude here. And he raised you up from. What did he keep you from being killed from? Amen. Now, don't read shots. And I can take you out. Whatever. Boy, that's going to give y'all some get hard and this get hard and that get hard. You can say, yeah, but you know, I just came out going to supply my needs. I don't care what it is. I don't care what you go through. I can tell you because it's the truth. I can shout because I know it's true. You, they talk about you and say, oh, man of evil against you falsely. For my sake, rejoice. And so I went crazy. I started rejoicing. Hallelujah. Giving God praise. And now God turning that thing around. I say, he turning around. Because I say, Lord, hallelujah, if you can do this or that, it comes big to you. You do exploits. God, when the revival broke out over in somewhere in Africa, and they begin to go out in eight people. The village was over across a lake full of crocodiles. And the head brother, I guess, is always one that's going to be like Peter. And preach to those people. Y'all can stay here. I'm going to that village. And the crocodiles, the crocodiles was, and other people said, you might be one that will be the head. But Brother Ed made me say, well, you know, such and such a thing. And I believe, oh, yeah, that's right. And then the water never came up over here. They walked through the water to the other side, to that village. And God just did so many. In Africa, God is here. I'm telling you, God is changing my situation. He can change hearts. He can change minds. He can heal bodies. He can. All he wants you to do is love him. And you know, some of you all don't love him like you should. He's still been good to you. I say he's still been good to you. Praise the Lord. So, oh my, you know, you got to, this man is, you know, they dressed him up. They would say, clang, clang, clang. All this heavy stuff, clang, clang. He said, he said, this ain't tried. Don't try nobody else. Say, you got faith that's been. Oh, what did you do? No, what did he do for you? Well. Or either greater. Because he said greater works what we do. Of it. Went to the brook. And he picked up 5 smooth stones. I'd be one of them. Amen. And I wrote it down. Tangible reality. And one was heaven's help. I got everything I need. There you go. In the bag. There. He didn't go call back and said, as the giant was running out, what? And giant, do you know? You know what that did for the Philistines that a little kid killed this big man? He ain't one of their biggest warriors. A little boy killed him. Oh, you can be a David for God. You can believe God. If mama don't believe him, papa don't believe him, you can believe God. I will say he ran toward the giant. Now, the valley of Eli, I tried to find out what that meant because I'm always looking on this hill. And he ran. He didn't go. If I pick faith, confidence, and whatever, it's going to get it. He was going to miss. They said that those people, those slingers, that they don't miss. They don't miss. And so, I got to sling my rock.
Feed you to the birds.
Well, you know what the doctor said. You know what, you know, your grandmama had this. And you know, you 50 and David ain't.
You coming down.
So I just started praising God, doing my little dance and singing and whatever. I'm going to be exceeding that. Praise the Lord. It started changing. I said, wow. Then I got, now I'm getting moved.
It works.
Say it works.
It works. It works. If you come in here like the Lord said, you know, we got to get something to praise God. Praise God. If you ain't got nothing to praise God about, you get it. You gotta pray. If you ain't coming here with your door out, then you got to pray. Lift it up. Hallelujah. And that man comes down. Now, something up in him now. Don't you want to help God's people where they'll get to, you know, where the devil beat them? And you go through your trials, and God take you and bring you out. And they say, well, God, only God can bring me out.
Uh-huh.
Hell went running after them, after the Philistines. But while they running, David just goes over and get this big sword. Now, this sword was big. The Bible said it was.
Oh, yeah.
He takes this sword up and he's a little about 17. This is that. This is God's victory.
Yes.
Thanks for God. Oh, he's dead now.
Thank
so
you,
just
Lord.
In case that kind of man, he cut his head off. He cut the life source off. He cut it off. Now, maybe. So when you get up, though, somebody else may get jealous. You read your Bible because everything goes just like that. Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing changed. Ain't nothing new. And it goes on.
Praise the Lord.
I know.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If we go on that fast and do what we're supposed to do, I told you just to take a day. You take a day, just a day in the month. Then the week, every 7 days. Look, God, I told the Lord, I said, God, you know your people on medicine, and I don't know what to do with this. I know we need to. They tell them what I said.
That's right.
He said, and they can know what to do. Read the nine and say, do, 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 do. Yeah. They know what to do because I'm gone on vacation doing that thing. I said, Lord, it's time to change what we want to do in my life. You know what I mean?
Come on.
Do some things to sacrifice to God. Praise the Lord. You know what? You're going to come out shouting. You ain't see. Mm-hmm. Say here, because you're going to see a difference. Where your best is done.
These folks getting ready to shout.
God is going to move. God is going to move. God is moving now.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing. Move by the Spirit. Somebody who don't even breathe. See, I saw the church, every people around here.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas, I don't know if y'all know him. We had a service that day, no music. And he said, Sister Dave, picking up everything. You know what I'm saying, God?
Yeah.
Everything God has told me, I'm going to write it down if I can't remember. We got to give you everything. Everything. To the best of your ability.
I'm
telling
you, this is chicken. I say, well, I'm through.
That God wants to help us every month.
Yes.
I know. What he wants. I've been in the ministry about 30 years. He put me here and sent me there. And I was sick more than.
No, I'm not coming to
you. You guys say, well, Sister, I don't know. You know, you've been so. And I'll be wondering why.
Mm-hmm.
I know why not. Because I understand now this. And I just want to thank you for that. I thank you for the visit too. I'm sorry, son. I always thank you. I'm a little bit twisted around. Sometimes I get things kind of praise the Lord, but you're welcome. Praise the Lord. And if you want to come for get it right.
Yes, Brian.
Get it right. We had a word this morning that told us why. We have forgotten God. When I told you something, you all are not old, but say 10 years ago, when you come out the closet, now we got to come out. We coming out to do what God wants. We gonna fight him. He should have said, we not gonna let him do this. It's off. God, he's up there. Wonder what they're gonna do. No, he got to redo nothing.
No.
Do this and do that. No, he knows everything.
Yes, he's ready.
And he gonna do what he said in the word.
Yeah, every time.
I tell you what, y'all hold each other's hands. This one. That thing that you pray,
yes.
get crazy.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Say, I'm just not going to worry about this thing. It's bothering me, but I ain't going to give it all to him. Because you can't do nothing about it, no. He's going to thank you. The Lord bless you.
Amen.
I don't know if you're supposed to say something. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Father. I want to thank the Lord for, now, don't get y'all upset with me.
Yeah, there you go.
I want to thank the Lord for you. Mm-hmm. And God's going to give it to you. Mm-hmm. You know what you got to do. I mean, you know, it's like, y'all go, you know you're drunk. Yeah, you go. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
With the love of God, he draws us.
Yes.
Oh. He bless you too.
He's fixing me. He's on my side.
Yeah.